Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the David Vance Show. Really great to see you wherever you're joining from. Thanks for coming along to watch us. We've got a great show ahead. We've got two fantastic guests, one of who is a returning guest and one who I'll be very pleased to introduce you to. But as is always the way, do remember our sponsors, Quantum Hypno. And you're going to see more about them in a second. But first, play the ad.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jane Smith. Find your path by doing my new Millionaire's Mindset Hypnosis. I help you to break any subconscious thought patterns that are stopping you from obtaining all of your goals. The truth will then come to the forefront of your mind that you are worthy and deserving of achieving everything. You'll start to attract the right people into your life. Opportunities will open up as a result. Financial success is a natural outcome from being clear and focused. Everything will literally fall into place when you do what you love. People are already enjoying mind-blowing success with this incredible session. So what are you waiting for?
Quantum Hypno will link below. Do make sure you check them out. Now, that's not the end of Quantum Hypno for this particular program, because I'm going to bring on our two guests now, and the first of which you will recognize. So if we can bring on Sarah and Sam, Dr. Sam. Here she is, Sarah and Sam. Hi, guys. Welcome.
Hi.
So, as you can see, up above here, we have indeed the lovely Sarah of Quantum Hypno, who's joining us. And we have on the other side, Dr. Sam, who a very interesting topic, this one we're going to get into, folks. And I thought I would just set it up, if I can, my sort of normie understanding of pyramids is, we're talking about pyramids, by the way, pyramids in Bosnia. Not in Egypt, not in South America, in Bosnia. But to be honest, Sam, I mean, the only pyramids I've really heard of has been, you know, the Egyptian pyramids, the Mayan pyramids and stuff like that, which I think go back about, 4,000 years, something like that. But these Bosnian pyramids are a totally different time level, as far as I can best understand. So listen, you're the best person to start. Sarah's been to them, by the way, folks, so she can tell us all about that. But Sam, you discovered them, so do you want to talk us through basically your discovery and what you found?
Gladly. First of all, thank you, David, for having me on your show. Hello, Sarah, very nice to see you again. We met
Hi,
in
Sam.
Bosnia. And I'm sure we're going to be seeing each other so many times in the future. You are the life coach, and I think you can use the Bosnian pyramids as a beautiful platform where you can expose the people to pyramid energy. Now, David, when it comes to the pyramids, we have been programmed to think that pyramids were built in Egypt and Mexico, and that's wrong. For the last four decades, I have been researching pyramids around the planet. My PhD is in Mayan pyramids. I've been researching them for a very long time in the jungles of Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and Belize. There are more than 100,000 pyramids in Central America, only 3% being uncovered. So 97% still in the forests, jungles, covered by soil and vegetation. However, the pyramids were built on all six continents. I was the third foreigner to visit the Chinese pyramids in the central province of Shaanxi. 250 of them, 20 biggest ones, were built 12,500 years back. The Chinese government does not allow archaeologists to uncover them because it would totally change the Chinese history. In Indonesia, Western Java, our friend, Dr. Danny Hillman, geophysicist with a PhD degree from California, he discovered Gunung Padan Pyramid, which is 28,500 years old. And then archaeological establishment in Indonesia forbid him to dig some more. Cambodia, famous, beautiful Koh Ker Pyramid. Australia, we used to have a pyramid there called the Gympie Pyramid. Unfortunately, the Australian government a year and a half ago destroyed the pyramid in order to build the highway just through the place where the pyramid was located. 224 Nubian pyramids in Egypt. Non-scientific Wikipedia is telling us 118. Wrong. I have personally investigated and visited 155 pyramids. Officially, there are about 4,500. For the Great Pyramid of Egypt, they are saying 4,550 years, built by the pharaoh of the fourth dynasty, pharaoh Cheops or Khufu. Wrong. Those pyramids are much older than the end of the last ice age, which happened 12,000 years back. Canary Islands, 104 pyramids, majority of them in Tenerife. Peru, more than 300. Bolivia, Acapena Pyramid Complex. U.S., only in the Cahokia National Park, in southwest corner of the state of Illinois, 120 pyramids, they call them Cahokia Mounds. In reality, they are stepped pyramids. In Europe, 3 Palencia pyramids. In Italy, on the island of Sicily, 43 of them, Sardinia, 1, ancient Greek pyramids, 16 of them, before the ancient Greek civilizations. So the conclusion is, David, the world of the past was the world of pyramids. And the second thing, they program us, they are telling us, Egyptian pyramids were used as tombs for the pharaohs. Well, guess what? I've seen all of them, 155 of them, not a single mummy in those pyramids. So where the pharaohs were buried? Valley of Kings, Luxor, 600 miles to the south from the Giza Plateau. Abydos, Dendera, Thebes, Memphis in their capitals. So in 21st century, we have to find scientific answers. Who built majority of the pyramids around the planet? How, then, and what was the purpose? And that's exactly what we've been doing in Bosnia. You see, after decades of the pyramid research, in the year of 2005, I first came to the little Bosnian town of Visoko in central Bosnia, just 25 minutes from the capital city of Sarajevo. I came to visit the local museum, and then I saw this, everybody called it hill, because it was covered by soil, by forest. But I was looking at the shape, 4 sides, 4 triangular faces, 4 corners. I took a compass, and compass showed me that those 4 sides perfectly matched the cardinal points, east, west, north, south. And that's how the pyramids were built, and that's what I learned traveling around the planet. And back in 2005, the first year, I did preliminary research, geological core drilling, archaeological trenches, lab analysis, and everything was pointing to the direction that it was an artificially made structure. 2006, I established non-profit, non-government foundation under the name Archaeological Park Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun Foundation. We started the excavation process, and in the last 19 years, it has become the most active archaeological site in the world.
Yeah, I've seen that. I have read some of the stuff, Sam, that you've put out. So, you know, it's interesting what you say. The thing that strikes me, we'll get into the specific details in the Bosnian pyramids. But I mean, first of all, Sam, you know, when I jump onto Wikipedia, for example, I mean, it's just lies. Nobody believes Wikipedia apart from, you know, normies who don't have a clue what's going on. So I'm completely open-minded in this. What I can see is, Sam, that these pyramids have popped up all around the world, as you say, every continent. And there has to be a reason for that. There was clearly Who built them? Who built these pyramids? Because they seem to be, well, it seems to have been a thing of the of a time in prehistory. And we don't have modern pyramids. It's all been a thing of the past. But can I ask you, how do you, where did the people or civilization come from and go to that made the pyramids?
That's an excellent question. Once we answered the question about why the pyramids were built, then we're going to figure out the builders, why they were doing it.
Builders,
you see, the biggest pyramids in China, 20 of them, over 60 meters, they are the oldest. The biggest pyramids in Egypt, 28 biggest pyramids, stone pyramids, Cheops, Khafre, Mycerans, Step Pyramid in Saqqara, Black Pyramid, Red Pyramid, Bent Pyramid, Hawara Pyramids, and so on. 28 of them. They are the oldest and the biggest and the most superior. The same scenario for Peruvian or Mayan pyramids or Bosnian pyramids. What does it tell me? It tells me that there was no evolution in the pyramid constructions. The matter of fact, the knowledge has been brought to us. Now, who did bring this knowledge? Now,
that's a good question. Yeah.
Yes. Now, look what we found in Bosnia. After 19 years, we have concluded that, archaeologically speaking, we have at least six pyramids, which we named the Bosnian pyramids of the sun, moon, dragon, earth, love, and the sixth pyramid. We have tumulus complex. Tumulus, that's a conical artificial hill, like the one in Silbury Hill or Marlborough. And we have huge network of underground tunnels. So far, we have discovered seven entrances to those prehistoric tunnels. We cleared 3.4 kilometers, which is sensation. But we think that there are at least 100 kilometers, 60 miles, of those prehistoric tunnels. That's, archaeologically speaking, huge complex. Who was able to maneuver with tens of millions, tons of material? Obviously, advanced civilization. Not the, you know, primitive Paleolithic, you know, communities living in the cave. Now, the next thing, you know, once we started removing the soil from the Bosnian pyramid of the sun, we realized that we had blocks, rectangular and square blocks, and they are on top of each other. This is a structure. We did the analyze those blocks at seven different institutes for materials in Italy, Politecnico di Torino, Geopolymer Institute in France, Czech, Slovakia, Bosnia. They all told us it was an artificially made concrete. Many people call it geopolymer concrete, which is of better quality than what we can make today. Number three, I mentioned the orientation. You know, Egyptian pyramids, Chinese, Peruvian, they are all oriented to the north. So far, we thought the most precise was the northern side of the Great Pyramid of Egypt. Error from the perfect cosmic geographical north is 0 degrees and 3 minutes. And that's excellent. The Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun has an error of 0 degrees, 0 minutes, and only 12 seconds. That's the most precise. The next element, the height. The Great Pyramid of Egypt was considered the biggest for the longest time, and indeed, almost 147 meters. However, using LIDAR technology, then when you have a plane, laser machine, they shoot laser rays, they go between the leaves, they hit the ground, you know exactly how high is the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun. It is 368 meters, which is 2.5 times
bigger,
higher than the Egyptian pyramids. And then everything we touch here changes the human history forever. And now we are coming to the time frame. Now, we have found organic materials throughout the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, Moon Pyramids, in the tunnels. We've done 28 radiocarbon dating. We've done 4 uranium-thorium analysis, we've done luminescence analysis. So these are all the most sophisticated scientific method when it comes to dating. The age of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is 29,200 years plus minus 400 years. This is what's called in science radiocarbon age. In order to get the calibrated age or calendar age, we add about 14%. So the real age of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, 33,600 years, which makes it the oldest pyramid on the planet. What do they teach us in schools? That everything started with Sumerians. You know, Encyclopedia Britannica, 50 years back, was writing Sumerians were the first advanced civilization, 3,500 years old. 3 years ago, they changed it to 5,000. Now, they are saying 6,500. Of course, in the meantime, we have had huge discoveries, Göbekli Tepe, more than 12,000 years in southeastern Turkey, Yonaguni monuments on the bottom of the Pacific floor near the coast of Japan, more than 12,000 years. Machu Picchu, most probably more than 50,000 years. Teotihuacan, Mexico, the first pyramids, more than 12,000 years. Egyptian pyramids, I think that's probably between 30 and 40,000 years. Your question was, who? Well, for me, the most important Egyptian artifact was not the some structure in Egypt, but one document in Turin, Italy. It is called the Turin King List. There is a papyrus, which is 1.75 meters, 175 centimeters by 45 centimeters, which has listed all Egyptian rulers. Three phases. Phase number one, gods. Number two, demigods. Number three, sons of gods. Egyptian rulers call themselves not pharaohs, not kings, but sons of gods. And this is the era which started 5,100 years back. First dynasty, second, third, fourth, and so on. Some of them would rule 2 years, 10 years. Ramesses II, 67 years. The second era, demigods or semigods, they would rule Egypt 200 or even 300 years each. And the first phase, the era of gods. It is said that gods descended from the kingdom of heaven to kingdom of earth 43,600 years ago. Well, if gods really lived for 1,000 years, obviously they knew the secret of long life, but also they would have technology needed to build such magnificent structures like Egyptian pyramids, temples, and obelisks. So I think the history of humanity was much more complicated and interesting than what they teach us in schools.
I think
that there were periods where very advanced civilization would live at the same time with rather primitive Homo sapiens. And even today, David, you go to the middle of the Amazon or Papua New Guinea, you're going to find people who live in the Stone Age. And we are with the, cell phones and computers and so on. But the real question is, who were those living in the episodes, Easter Island or Egypt or Bosnia or Peru or Mexico or Tibet?
Yeah, I mean, Sarah, I agree.
Sarah, what do you think, Sarah?
Well, we'll bring Sarah in now because I think that the past is more complex than we've been told, and I certainly I'm at the point in life where the typical narrative of the past I think is fake. I think it's false. Mm-hmm. I think governments collude to hide things from us. We certainly know they do that for different kind of reasons, but I think they want to hide the past from us as well, which is where I think it's interesting. But Sarah, if I can turn to you, and you've been sitting there very patiently, Sarah, I mean, you've been out and with Sam and been in these pyramids, so tell us your experience and then we'll talk some more.
Yeah, I was in the tunnels, and
They're like prehistoric hospitals, aren't they, Sam? They're healing because of the negative ions in the air, and it actually cleans and repairs the cells in the body. So I actually spoke to people out there who told me that how sick they had been. They've seen people come with cancer, and they've spent like a couple of weeks there, and they, you know, their bodies have been completely repaired and healed and everything. It's a miraculous place, you know. I think we're very powerful beings. What do I think? I think if they said the gods descended, you know, amongst the people, I don't really think it's a human force, but that's my opinion. You know, I believe it's not just humans and Earth and everything. I think there's a lot more out there. I believe in ETs. I believe in, you know, everything. So we can't lift, everybody knows, we can't lift even one of those, you know, ton stones or whatever with the two cranes, modern technology. How did they do that? And I think before I qualified doing my quantum healing hypnosis, Sam, I wanted to know, I was sick of being lied to. And I kept saying, I know I'm being lied to. Who built the pyramids? That was my first question. And when you start asking the right questions, the answers are going to come. And I knew I wouldn't get on CNN and BBC and the Discovery Channel. I wanted the truth. And that's where I started getting clients who were archaeologists and telling me about Visoko and Bosnia and Sam's work. And it's absolutely amazing. And Sam took me around the whole park. He gave me so much of his time. He was so kind. And the knowledge that he has of, you know, archaeology and ancient sites and history around the world is how he keeps it up here. I don't know. It's amazing. But I do feel, I'll tell you somebody else famous who is in there as well, but I do feel energy, and I could feel the energy. It's the same energy I work with in the sessions. Sometimes we call it the energy, the universal energy of the universe, source, God. Yeah. It doesn't matter, super conscious. I could feel the same energy in those tunnels. I felt wonderful. And another famous person that Sam knows is Novak Djokovic. And he actually wrote and he said, I wouldn't have won the tennis. I wouldn't have won the Grand Slam had I not been in the tunnels three times. Isn't that right, Sam? Because he felt the benefit. Without the tunnels in, oh, he's been six times, has he? He felt the benefits of the tunnels, didn't he?
Exactly right. Now, you are bringing a very important thing. What is the purpose of pyramids? Now, we are the only large archaeological project in the world who have interdisciplinary scientific approach. Unfortunately, Egyptian pyramids are investigated only by Egyptologists and archaeologists. The same thing in Peru, Mexico, and other countries. In our case, we are open for the classical sciences, archaeology, geology, Egyptology, paleontology, biology, high-tech, georadar, satellite, geothermal, then dating methods, but also, very important, to the experts in energy phenomena, physicists, electrical engineers, sound engineers, telecommunication engineers, medical doctors, people with the instruments, people who measure. Because, David, if you can measure, you can scientifically prove it. And this is what we have measured. On the top of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, we have measured the existence of the energy beam, which is 4.5 meter radius, 28 kilohertz frequency, electrical in nature, continuous, because we measure it in summer and fall and winter and spring and day and night. And this energy beam, in science, it is called the scalar waves. The brilliant mind of Nikola Tesla was investigating those subtle energies. He concluded that scalar waves move quicker than the speed of light. Or to be more precise, information within the scalar fields move quicker than the speed of light. So first potential purpose of the pyramid energy is the communication device. The second one, we go to the tunnels and we can breathe well. Deeper and deeper we go, we breathe better and better. It's not logical, but nothing in Bosnia is logical. People with the respiratory problems, asthma, for example, after a couple of visits, they go in there, they don't need those pumps, inhalers no more. People with the high sugar in the blood, high glucose in the blood, it gets normalized. People with high blood pressure, gets normalized. People with very serious diseases, and Sarah mentioned them. And even though we always say we are not in the healing business, we don't give medical guarantees, but we share their testimonials, and we can see the revolutionary advancement in their, you know, healing status. So why is this happening? We've been measuring, and there are the combination of 10 energy phenomena. Really briefly, the first one is the absence of all harmful radiations. Right now, three of us, we are at our home studios, we are exposed to the cosmic radiations. Some of them are harmful. 25 meters below the ground in the tunnels, no harmful cosmic radiations, no natural radioactivity. We measure it using the Geiger-Müller counters. No geopathogenic radiations, no signal for the mobile phones, 3G, 4G, 5G, nothing. No Wi-Fi signal. So for the first time in our life, without the harmful radiations, our body cells can start doing their job. What is their job? To fix the problems in our body, to start the regeneration process, to start the detox process. And the second five energy phenomena, the best frequency of electromagnetic field, 28 kilohertz, that's the frequency of our planet. She is our mother, so everything comes from her is good. Then 28 kilohertz ultrasound. In science, this is called the levitation frequency. People feel light in the tunnels. Number eight, very low frequency of 7.83 hertz. In science, this is called original Schumann resonance, high level of argon, life energy. And number 10, Sarah just mentioned it, high concentration of negative ions. The students of physiology at the medical faculties, they learn about negative ions being so helpful, improving 42 functions in our life, including, you know, sugar and blood pressure and so many other stuff. Yeah. Now, at our homes, the concentration of negative ions is very low, 20, 30, 50. We go outside, city of London, 100, a little fresher. We go to the mountains, 1,000. You go to the Bosnian pyramid tunnels. In the winter, up to 200,000 negative ions per cubic centimeter. This is the highest concentration on the planet. So when you put those 10 elements together, yeah, the tunnels are the safest and the healthiest place on the planet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sarah, how big are the tunnels when you're in them? And how long do they extend?
How long would you say? I mean, you can walk
2.5 kilometers. Total length, 2.5 kilometers.
Yeah.
Can you walk through them, Sarah, like just like normal height and all?
Yeah. I mean, what they do is they provide you with the helmet as well, safety helmet, because some people, a lot of the men as well, you have to duck. You have to wear your helmet, and then you can just sit and just relax. And, you know, there's actually a medical doctor there as well, and she has a proper qualified medical doctor, and she has a machine there, doesn't she, Sam? And she actually measures. She takes all the measurement from your fingerprints, and they look at your aura. She says, she tells you which organs have taken on the energy that you need. For example, I have sore vocal cords, and she will say that this has taken on energy. She actually said my pineal gland was opening up as well, which, you know, is awesome. All the organs take on energy in this place, and she can actually show you. So you can go there on day one and see how your body looks. And then you can go maybe the middle of your trip, 3 or 4 days later, and at the end, and you actually see, it shows you with your own eyes in black and white, how much improvement your physical body is made. It is unbelievable. Yeah, the machines, they have the technology. Yeah, you can see it in black and white. Yeah,
it's called BioVel. Yeah, BioVel. And we have measured, David, 4,550 people in the last 9 years before entering the tunnels and after coming back in 45 or 60 minutes. More than 90% was in improvement. And like she said, we measured the auric field, chakras, energy in the cell, the pressure, things of that nature. More than 9 out of 10 improved conditions after the tunnels. So now we are thinking, hey, the pyramids used for communication, health protection, now it's making sense. If you have such a huge construction effort to move millions of tons of material, put them together, build those structures. They were not built for one dead body, but they were built for the communities of living people to last forever. And guess what? That's not all. Number three, we are finding water in some of those tunnels, which we measure. This water has a beautiful hexagonal structure, crystal-like structure, when you freeze it and when you film it through the electronic microscope. Our water that we drink, the city water, you know, chlorine, fluoride, traces of heavy metals, traces of plastic, energetically dead. The pyramid water, energetically alive. It vibrates high, and we are what we drink. The next thing, food. We did experiments with the seeds of beans. We planted them, and then we were looking at the control group, which was not exposed to the pyramid energy, and seeds from the tunnels and from top of the pyramid. Pyramid seeds are growing 3 times quicker, richer, healthier. So the pyramid energy affects the DNA of plants, animals, humans. You see how it makes sense, how pyramid energy affects everything? It affects our immunity. During those 3 years of madness, people were coming to our tunnels. We had a couple, for example, from Sarajevo. The husband, he was coming to tunnels regularly. His immunity was perfect. He got corona, his wife got corona. He was practically not touched by corona. His wife ended up on respirator. She barely survived. So it tells you that pyramid energy improves what's the most important for us when we get sick. It is not if you received or not, you know, this experimental pharmaceutical, you know, product, but it is the question of your immunity. And guess what? Pyramid energy improves your immunity.
And Sam, would you say that what you've discovered and found under Bosnian pyramids, would that be true of other pyramids as well? Or is that a specific phenomenon to Bosnia?
Well, our project is basically the best documented pyramid project in the world because we are open for so many different scientific disciplines and scientists. Unfortunately, in Egypt, you can go, you cannot go and do the measurements. You know, I was using a technology from Dr. Harry Oldfield, late Dr. Oldfield from UK, which showed me that energy fields above the pyramids are always vertical because the energy goes up through the pyramids. And energy field in the cities, valleys, seas, rivers, always horizontal, meaning the pyramids are energetically active machines. So we very well documented our Bosnian case. I went to Egypt, the second largest pyramid, Khafre. I also got the same results, energetically active. I shared it with my Egyptian colleagues, archaeologists, Egyptologists. They said, well, they're not interested. Why would we care about energy aspects? The pyramids are tombs for the pharaohs, and that's it. Well, you can see that they are not the real scientists. And then when it comes to the energy beam, of course, you could not go on the Great Pyramid of Egypt because you have those military and policemen. You cannot climb the top of the pyramid. However, we did go to the other place. It's called Dahshur. They have beautiful red pyramid. And we were able to climb the top, did the measurements. We measured at the base of the pyramid. At the top, the energy was 50 times stronger. We are talking about the electrical field. 50 times stronger. What does it tell us? It tells us that the pyramid amplifies the energy. And it, as it goes, you know, up to the, you know, top of the pyramid, it's getting stronger and stronger. So we concluded, like Bosnian pyramids, Egyptian pyramids are also energy amplifiers. And this is the future of the pyramid science. All these countries, they need to open up for the scientific disciplines. But it's not only the science. There is another very important aspect, the spiritual aspect. Not spirituality in the sense of the religious and different religions. Not spirituality in the sense of faith. But spirituality in the sense of development of spiritual senses. Now, what is that? The physical aspect we know through our five physical senses. We can hear, we can see, we can taste, we can smell, we can touch. Five physical. But they give us very, very limited view of the universe around us. What we can hear is less than 1% of all sounds in the universe. We hear only from 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. What we can see, only those seven colors, you know, from red and orange and yellow and green and blue and indigo. And so only seven, that's 0.3% of everything that's been happening around us. But guess what? If we could develop some of our 30 spiritual senses, we could see much more. We could feel much more. We could do the telepathy. We could do the telekinesis. And we could move through space and time, teleportation. These are our abilities. Pyramid energy affect, and they can develop our spiritual abilities.
Well, Sarah, coming to you on this one. I mean, this is what Sam's just been talking about reminds me very much of what David Icke talked about when you and I were with him last year. What's your thoughts on the whole spiritual aspect of it in terms of what Sam said?
I would totally agree with that. Yeah, I think we are capable of, you know, sixth sense. I use my sixth sense all the time. I'm sure you do too. I use seventh sense, which is telepathy. I have telepathy with my children and people that are really close to me as well. So yeah, I would love to develop that really, you know, a lot more and come back to Bosnia to, you know, I think that would really help me in my job, because all of the senses and the sixth sense, seventh sense and everything really helps me with my work to tune into people under hypnosis. So, yeah, I'm fascinated by it. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, Sam, here's a question. Why do you think Bosnia was chosen for these pyramids?
Very important thing for the pyramids is the location. You know, I spent 25 years in Houston, Texas, and one thing I learned when it comes to business, let's say restaurant business, location, location, location. Yeah. The same thing goes to pyramids. They have to be above energy potent places. In order to amplify the energy, they have to have a source. Below the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, we have a huge iron plate. Iron generates electromagnetic field. The pyramid amplifies it. How do we know? Because we have measured at the base, at the top. At the top, 50 times stronger. Second source of energy, underground water flow. When water moves, it releases negative ions. The pyramid amplifies the concentration of negative ions. We have two instruments called air ion counter. We measure the concentration of negative ions. Number three, below the first water flow, there is a second one. Between the two, there is a charge, voltage, electricity, and we can see energy beam, which is electrical in nature. Number four, quartz crystal. We are finding a lot of quartz crystal on the pyramid, in the tunnels, and quartz crystal has the ability, number one, to amplify the energy, and number two, to transform one form of the energy, in our case, electromagnetic field, which we already measure, to another one, to the ultrasound, which we also measure. So you see how these different forms of energy were so important for builders to build the pyramids right there. But that's not all. The element of sacred geometry, extremely important. What are the elements of sacred geometry? Number one, equilateral triangle. Number two, hexagon. Number three, number pi, 3.14. Number four, number phi, 1.618, or golden section. Number five, Fibonacci spiral. And guess what? Egyptian pyramids, Mexican, Peruvian, Bosnians, they all have elements of sacred geometry incorporated. Why? When you have those elements, you have the energy movements. It has always been about the energy. And good thing about us is that we measure those energies.
I mean, can I just sort of push back a wee bit, Sam, because I've heard all that you've said and I'm really interested in it. When I go to check up in the traditional archaeological journals, they completely dismiss everything that you've said. They say that these are natural formations, and that it's all not what you say. Now, Sarah and I, we've talked about, I mean, we understand that the establishment in whichever area, could be archaeology, could be medicine, could be anything at all, they're not to be trusted and they're not to be believed. They're not to be trusted. But how have you felt when they've pushed back so negatively and you've actually managed to create, as you say, Sam, the most active archaeological site on this planet? I would have thought other archaeologists would have been really interested. What is it that makes them respond in the way that they do?
Now, what we can read is what we are presented to by rather powerful forces in the cultural establishment, which is extension of what the elite want us to know. They want us to think that we are the only civilization on this planet, which is total nonsense, and that the civilization started just a few thousand years back. And only in 100,000 years, we've had at least five civilization cycles. You know, why they want to hide things from us? First of all, if it is proven that there are more advanced civilizations than us, why should we trust those elites? Because, you know, they think if they convince us that we are the first one, we are just a few thousand years old, we are in the infantile stage, we are little babies, and babies need someone to take care of them. And who's that? That force are the, you know, political, corporate, and religious elites. I disagree. That's one thing. Now, when we started, there are so many resistance. You know, it doesn't matter if we are in archaeology, science, culture, sport, music, you are coming with the new ideas. There are always forces who want to keep the status quo. The bigger the discovery, the obstacles are much bigger.
I agree.
Against me, I had first the Bosnian archaeologists and historians who never wanted to come to the town of Visoko, which was just 20 minutes from their offices. They never came, but they've been very loud in the beginning against the project. Now, not anymore, because they never had any scientific arguments. They were saying, like you said, it's impossible, there is nothing there, this guy's not telling us the truth. And what I'm saying, these are our lab analysis, radiocarbon dating, energy measurements, these are the results. We have had six international scientific conferences, 150 scientists from 27 countries with the actual scientific articles and results. You won't find that because of the algorithms on internet. But you will find those guys in Wikipedia. You will find European Archaeological Association who concluded in 2006. And we haven't even studied that project yet. They are saying, oh, there are no pyramids in Bosnia. There are natural formations, blah, blah, blah. You know, Wikipedia, when it started, it was really people's encyclopedia, you know, 20 years ago. But once it became prominent, then, of course, it was taken by some other forces. Still, 90% of info on Wikipedia, but also Encyclopedia Britannica, Smithsonian, National Geographic, that's a public knowledge. And nothing wrong with that, you know. They explain, for example, United Kingdom, you know, the country in Europe, the capital, London, so on and so on. But 10% of the most delicate information in physics, astronomy, NASA, politics, archaeology, history, highly controlled by by the most powerful intelligence agencies.
Sorry, Dave. Don't you also have photographs? You have infrared photographs of the inside. You actually have photographed all of that, Sam, haven't you?
Of course. Like he said, most active archaeological site. Hey, 600,000 hours on digging. We had 20 archaeological trenches on the Sun Pyramid, 64 on the Moon Pyramid, tumulus, the tunnels, a huge amount of work. People come, they witness. You cannot fool the people, but you can fool those who never came and they read, you know, certain sources. However, yeah. I don't care. You ask me, what do I feel? This is what I personally feel. People who want really to know, they will come, they will judge for themselves. Those who have certain interest or who don't care, they give their opinions. You know, they can say it is impossible, Bosnia did not have pharaohs, it cannot have pyramids, stuff like that. These are opinions, and they do not count in the world of science. They are irrelevant, and this is what I think.
Well, you know, I agree with a lot of what you've said. I mean, just on the topic of Wikipedia, for example, I mean, I believe Wikipedia is fundamentally a CIA, PSYOP, where they do allow some information to go out. Sam, you're right. I mean, some stuff you can get there, but the stuff that's important, you're not going to get there if it doesn't suit the three-letter agencies. So you're dead right in what you're saying. And then the other element is, it's not just that some stuff you can't find on it, but certain areas that they don't want you to know about, they will actively close down everything on it by putting up stories like, oh, these are natural formations, or, you know, whatever it is. I mean, if there's one thing I've learned in the last number of years is everything that we think we know about history, Sarah, we don't know. We absolutely don't know. And Sam, you talked about the fact that, you know, we've got all these senses, potentially we only use a limited number of them. Again, Sarah, I'm of the view that, you know, we are much more powerful entities than our masters would want us to believe. And therefore, when you see what Sam's discovered, Sarah, you know, to me, it's something that we should all investigate. I'm all for critical thinking. You know that. I will challenge anything. But I have to have an open mind. I can't, Sarah, be shut down just because Wikipedia says, oh, this is all fake. I'm not going to go with Wikipedia. What do you say?
Yeah. I think science and scientists, they're supposed to be open-minded, aren't they, Sam? You know, they were supposed to be questioning everything and open to everything, and yet they ridicule people like me and how they've treated Sam in the past four decades. It's a bit like David Icke just laughing and ridicule and saying you're lying and making it all up. They say the same thing about me. Anybody bringing anything new to the planet and actually really helping people. And, you know, I think what Sam is uncovered is going to change everything that we know about us, where we come from, our history, what's going on. It's really exciting, actually. And that's why I want to sponsor Sam's event in London. I'm so proud to sponsor and promote Sam as well.
We'll certainly come to that towards the end. But you're right, Sarah. And you know, Sam, that the problem is that when genuinely new, interesting information, potentially transformational information is brought to bear, like you've been working on over these decades, I would almost expect them to say it's all fake. I would expect that to be their default position. They're not going to turn around and admit half the stuff that you've discovered is legit, because if they did, then your point becomes completely valid. Everything changes. It's a game changer, potentially. And anyone who's in your field that does this, archaeology, science, medicine, whatever, Sarah's field as well, you get blocked because you are potentially opening up whole new vistas for people, for humanity, which I think is a great thing and a positive thing. And so, you know, have you found some archaeologists are prepared to come along with you?
Of course. You see, first of all, according to the law, you cannot start the archaeological project without the archaeologists on your staff. Every year we have several of them who work for us. But then when it comes to big names, you know, we did have back in 2006, 7, 8, famous Egyptian archaeologists and Egyptologists. His name was Dr. Nabil Svelin, triple PhD in archaeology. He was coming three times, he wrote a scientific report, and he stated that the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is the biggest pyramid on the planet because it fulfills the criteria for the pyramids.
Yeah.
We had J.J. Hertel, of course, he's very well known, double PhD. He said, Egyptology will have to redefine the word pyramid because of discovery of bars and pyramids. We have people like Dr. Paul LaViolette, astrophysicist and historians from the U.S., who stated after five visits that the discovery of the bars and pyramids is the biggest in the world of archaeology. We have famous Russian geophysicist, Dr. Konstantin Korotkov, who comes with the instruments and measure. And he compared the energy of Egyptian, Mexican, and Bosnian pyramids. And he said the Bosnian pyramids are by far the strongest on the planet. You see how I believe in science, because I'm a scientist, open-minded, but still scientist.
Yeah.
When it comes to the numbers, I think this is also important. 2018, we had 40,000 visitors. 2019, 50,000. 2020, 76,000. 2021, 135,000. 2022, 155,000. Last year, 2023, 195,000. So almost 200,000. In a few years, 500,000. 10 years from now, 1 million. Well, if so many people are coming, and many of them keep coming back, it has to be something there so globally important. So when you ask me about those who don't believe, who they are totally irrelevant. And plus, we are open. This is the most open project in the world. We are the only one who allow volunteers to come and work with us year after year. In the last 15 years, we have had 3,750 volunteers from 64 countries. They come, they work with us, they do the discoveries, the best concrete, the prehistoric tunnels, artifacts, organic materials. They've done it. Without their help, we wouldn't be, halfway. So we let everyone to come and witness for themselves. You and I, we cannot go to Egypt and start digging Egyptian pyramids, right? But you can come and help us dig Bosnian pyramids, and that's a huge difference.
Yeah. And Sarah, can I ask you, you've been, is it a couple, have you been twice to see the Bosnian? You've been twice, haven't you? And your experience, had you been to any other pyramids, or were these the first pyramids?
Yeah, I've been to Egypt, yeah.
Well, yeah. Have you? Right.
Yeah, I know. But I resonated a lot more with the ones in Bosnia, I have to say. And I think maybe Sam's right. It's like you can be a bit more hands-on. You can touch things. You can, it's amazing. You can touch the crystals and, they have these giant sort of crystal stones, don't they? And you can just feel this energy off them. And isn't there a stone with hieroglyphics? There's like carvings in the stone and stuff, Sam. And it's amazing, isn't it, this place,
Yes, correct. We found this block with the carvings. These are most probably runic symbols. Runic symbols is probably the oldest in Europe. Officially, Wikipedia is saying 2,000 years, but they're at least 7,000-8,000 years, and I think they're probably even older. Now, seven symbols we have deciphered. Actually, two professors from U.S. helped us. And it goes like this, the message on the block. The gate has been closed. We are at the standstill. We will have to defend ourselves and conquer until the cosmic gate is open again. So a lot of interesting stuff here in the heart of Bosnia.
And can I ask you, Sam, what's been the attitude of the Bosnian government, official Bosnia, to what you've been doing?
Now, in the beginning, the cultural establishment had put a lot of pressure, for the government to stop this project. However, this project has been so popular among normal, good intentional people. Yeah. They've been coming in numbers, and they thought, we could not stop this. However, we're going to give them permissions to dig. In order to do that, you have to have organization registered for that, and we are, for science and archaeology. You have to have archaeologists, geologists, engineers. You have to have project and so on. We have all of that. And every year, they renew our permission for digging. But on the other hand, they do not extend us money for the project, especially from the government level, top government, you know, state government, federal government. However, Bosnia has five levels of government, you know, community, town, then city, the canton, entity, and state. First two are actually the most important for us. There's the town of Visoko and the cantonal government. We are getting, you know, permissions from the cantonal government, and the local government is helping us a little bit with the local infrastructure, the roads, the parkings, and so on.
Yeah.
There is one more thing, David. You know, we have archaeological aspect, scientific aspect, energy aspect, spiritual aspect, healing aspect, but that's not all. We purchased 100,000 square meters of muddy, swampy land with a lot of garbage. I spent all my savings from US, and we have transformed that land into one of the most beautiful parks in Europe, with more than 60 different installations, labyrinths of love, labyrinths of energy, sports complex, you know, stages for the concerts and yoga, meditation, recreation, beautiful nature. So now we are adding to our project, we have become the cultural oasis with the festivals, with the fairs, with the lectures, with the book promotions, with the presentations. This is the most open place in the region. It was oasis of freedom during those 3-4 years. Non-discrimination. This is the place where everyone enjoys the place of serenity, spiritual peace, harmony, different messages, especially coming from the heart of Balkan. Our region has been volatile, as you know, but we are sending the messages of friendship and love and cooperation. So it is not the archaeology anymore or true history anymore. This is about the concept of future instead of the transhumanism that they are offering us. New Western values, upgraded human, where we are just extension of technology, fully controlled and manipulated with the GMO, with energetically dead water being sprayed all the time. We are saying no. There is a different concept of future. Future, where we're going to live in harmony among ourselves and harmony with the nature.
Which is absolutely a message you would endorse, Sarah, I know.
Yeah, and Sam didn't mention he does a lot of work for children as well. They invite a lot of children's groups. They pay for children to, you know, children's groups that can't afford to. They actually pay for all of that at the foundation. And they're teaching them to sort of bond with the nature, aren't you, Sam, and the trees and everything. I found that quite interesting.
Yes. We want them to know that everything is energy and we need to respect every kingdom. Mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, and the human kingdom.
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful message. I got to say, Sam and Sarah, I find that really impressive and inspirational. And Sam, I think I'm right in saying that I believe you will be coming across to London on the, get this right, the 5th of the 5th of the 5th. At
555. Yes, Sarah was so kind to help me promote this event, and on a Sunday afternoon, so it will be May 5th, 2024. So 555, May 5th at 5 p.m. I'm going to be talking at the Polish Cultural Center, which is on King Street in Hammersmith in London. And I'm really looking forward to share the information from the Bosnian Pyramid Project.
So can I say to everybody, there you see it on Eventbrite there. So you can search that. And if you found what we've been talking about for the last hour interesting, and I certainly have, and eye-opening actually, then this is your chance to come along and meet Sam and find out much more information than we've been able to get through in the last 60 minutes or so. And I think you'll find it really worthwhile. So I would encourage all my followers, if you're anywhere near London, And you're brave enough to go into London, mind you. But if you do, then go and see Sam. And I think you'll find it to be a really useful thing. Sam, total respect for all the work that you've been doing. I think absolutely tremendous achievement that you've made. And the thing that, because they attack you for it, that makes me think that what you're doing is absolutely right and you're above the target. So keep on going. I appreciate it. I'm sure my audience will appreciate it as well. Sarah, as always, thank you for all your support for us as well. And I think this is what us people have to do. You know, we have to bond together and help each other get truth out there and fight back against all the dark forces that you know, that we confront by day. And don't forget, yes, quantum hypnosis, healing hypnosis, rather. There we go. Link to Sarah's page as well.
And don't forget to buy the tickets, David. It's www.quantumhypnot.co.uk/Dr. Sam, and you need to buy the tickets. And all the money's going to the foundation. Yeah. So that's really important. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Eventbrite thing, does that not? I get tickets. There you go. There you go, folks. So you're seeing
my website. Get the tickets.
All you need to do is click. Yeah. Get a ticket, go along, see Sam, find out more about arguably one of the greatest archaeological discoveries we've had in maybe ever, and get that information. And I hope that folks you found really interesting. So listen, thank you everybody for watching this, wherever you are, whichever platform. I appreciate that. And thank you to Sarah, as always, of course. Mm-hmm. And Sam, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming on the show and for giving us your time. And I wish you a really successful time in London. And let's hope more and more people get across to Bosnia, see all the stuff that you're doing and experience them for themselves, as you have, Sarah, several times now.
Yeah.
That's the best measure. Listen, folks, we're going to have to wrap it up like this. So I hope that's okay with you guys. I'll be back soon. But in the meantime, from Sarah, from Sam and myself, it's good night, everybody. See you soon.